This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. You've had some time now to digest the Oscars. Let's start with the show first.
The show?
Billy Crystal
better than last year.
Yes.
That's not saying much, but it was nice to have Billy Crystal back. I think that he clearly understands what he's doing.
He has some reverence, but also a sense of humor. Doesn't let anyone take themselves too seriously.
He's hosted it 9 times, and he was there for a while doing it every year, and then he went on kind of a hiatus for a while, and now he doesn't do it as frequently. It's a lot of work.
And wasn't scheduled to do it this year.
No. So I think that, you know, we may not see him again for a while, but it really makes you appreciate when somebody like a Billy Crystal or, you know, back in the day, it was, what, Bob Hope?
And then Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson and even Hugh Jackman a few years ago. People who know how to handle the stage, they do a really nice job. So
there were not many surprises. The Artist was the favorite for picture going in, and it won. And really, one of the bigger surprises of the night isn't really a surprise because Meryl Streep gets nominated every year, but she won her third Oscar.
Well, the stat I heard about it was Meryl Streep last won an Academy Award before Jonah Hill was born.
Hmm.
So we're so used to seeing her for the past 28, 29 years just sitting there clapping silently. So it was nice to see her win. People will debate whether, you know, she should have won for this or she should have won for something else. But if you look at it in terms of like a career achievement, you know, award, well, then, yeah, I mean, she definitely deserves to be on that list with Jack Nicholson and Walter Brennan and Ingrid Bergman and Katherine Hepburn, these people who have won 3 or more.
For acting, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they should just give her one every few years. Because and one thing they said during the telecast I thought was really great was she's been nominated in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s. I mean,
that's
woman
amazing.
Is amazing. And so it was nice to see the recognition. And, you know, when she goes to the Golden Globes, you know, she knows of late that it's part of the requirement. She's going to win and she's going to get up there and be witty. But she looked dumbfounded last night, and she was off her normal kind of sad. She was taken aback.
Somewhat flummoxed, it looked
and
like.
And she actually like talked about her husband and stuff, which she's very private about. So that part of it was nice. You know, I felt bad for Viola Davis. But you can only hope that maybe the whole thing with her and with them not rewarding black actresses in the lead category, maybe this will prompt somebody to give her
a good
a work. And as my other half said when we were watching it, well, now Viola Davis can do something really crappy and win. Because that's the pattern. And that could be argued with winners. You know, was Christopher Plummer, was this the best work of his career? He's very good in Beginners. But is it also a achievement mm-hmm. award for a long body of work?
You know what I liked about Christopher Plummer's acceptance speech is the acknowledgement that he really wanted to win.
Yes. I mean, hate when people say they don't want to win.
Right. And he looked at the statue and said, "You're only 2 years older than me. Where have you been?" But it was a heartfelt speech. And he, you know, and they panned to his wife who was tearing up. And it really was sort of a thank you for a wonderful career.
And that's sort of I really liked that Meryl Streep did that too in her comments. She wasn't talking about the making of the Iron Lady. She did talk about her makeup artist who's worked with her for 35 years and also won, which was great.
Right.
But she talked about, I've worked with so many people in the room, and it's really you who gave this to me. And I thought that that was really nice. I would say the highest moment of the night, though, had to be Octavia Spencer.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
she had been winning everything, but it was almost as if she hit the stage when she walked up there and then the gravity kind of hit her and you could see it in her face. She looked, you know, just taken aback. So I thought that that was a really nice moment. And even, you know, Jean Dujardin, he's very charming. And so that part I thought was good.
And another thing I always like when there is an unusual winner, you know, you think back and, yeah, you know Nicholson won three, and you know Meryl Streep won three, and Woody Allen won his fourth. But then you have one half of Flight of the Conchords,
yeah.
Now an Oscar winner.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, from a perspective of putting the show together, you know, I like the fact that they had the old curtain across and they drug that out. They haven't used that in a while. And they kind of made it a little bit more intimate this year. And it wasn't so much about let's show you every trick we can show you.
Right.
So that I really liked. I thought in general they did a good job, and it'll be interesting to see what they end up doing for next year.
And I wonder, because many of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture this year were not tricky movies. I mean, the one that is most, I guess, gimmicky is one that actually didn't have gimmicks in The Artist. I mean, it didn't have sound. It was a throwback to decades ago, and Descendants and Moneyball and most of the movies were pretty much straightforward. So it was a pretty straightforward show. And I wonder if it took its cue from those movies.
Yeah, and you notice when you look at them, Midnight in Paris was light. But for the most part, and of course The Help had light moments, but for the most part, The Artist probably also won because it was so different. It was the orange compared to the apples.
Right.
The rest of them, from Extremely Loud to Warhorse, to they were all kind of dark and quiet. And, you know, so I think that really helped The Artist. Where it's going to stand up in 5 years, we may go, ooh, that was rough. But it's still going to be better than The King's Speech.
Well, but you look at the other eight, and I don't think in five or ten years – you look at The Artist and say, well, maybe it shouldn't have won. There's not another one that you say, oh, that should have.
This past year, it's not going to go down as a great movie year.
But not horrible either.
But as an Oscar show, they had a nice moment with Octavia Spencer, and they were able to reward the careers of Christopher Plummer and Meryl Streep. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That may not happen in a much bigger or more competitive year.
Right.
You know, so that's nice.
All right, Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell is the author of the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.